Welcome into the latest edition of More to the Story on WNCW. I'm Paul Foster, and joined this week by reporter Jennifer Bowman of the Asheville Citizen-Times.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Jennifer, you and the Citizen-Times reported last week that a grievance allegation by Asheville Fire Department Division Chief Joey Ponder will not move forward with the Civil Service Board. First of all, tell us about the beginning of this story.
Sure. We've been reporting on a formal written complaint that Division Chief Joy Ponder has filed. She filed that in June with the city manager's office. There are a few details that we know about, but we do know that her complaint center around allegations of an involuntary transfer and allegations of harassment and hostile work conditions. So we reported on the fact that since June, this grievance has been left unresolved. And after a certain amount of time, she's allowed to go to the Civil Service Board, which is an option where an independent board can hear the grievance and decide whether to overturn a decision made by the city manager's office, by city administrators, or in this case, make a decision because one had not yet been made in a certain amount of time. What the board heard last week was actually a motion from the city of Asheville asking the board to dismiss her grievance on the grounds that it was not actually a transfer as defined under state law, instead a temporary reassignment, and thus was outside of the board's jurisdiction. And so while that was resolved as far as the transfer, the Civil Service Board sides with the city, there's also those harassment and hostile work conditions. Those claims still remain open and are still being reviewed by the city.
Now, before the Civil Service Board got involved, made their decision last week, what were the feelings of city officials on Ponder's allegations? In other words, did they also line up with what the Civil Service Board had to say?
Yes, from what the city can tell us, there has been a lot of information withheld for this. We still have some outstanding records requests. And we also had a little bit of a battle on obtaining Joy Ponder's written grievance. The city has declined to release that information despite Ponder signing a waiver that would authorize its release. There's only so much we can report on. We know based on her request for that grievance hearing, based on the statements by Ponder's attorney and some of the comments that we, you know, ultimately heard from the city at the Civil Service Board hearing. But a lot of that information has been withheld. What I can say and what I do know now that board hearing is over is that the city alleged that her job performance was poor, and as a result, she was what they describe as a temporary reassignment. She is oversees more than 70 people as division chief of her shift, 12 fire stations across the city. She's popular within the department, well-known as an advocate for certain firefighter issues, safety issues in particular. What happened with this, what the city calls a temporary reassignment, is that she was moved to an administrative role, told she would be handling strategic planning and would be under close supervision from the chief. So that was the first time we actually heard that there were allegations of poor job performance.
From my knowledge and reading the material that you and the Citizen-Times have provided, she certainly has a long tenure with the department, and she's got quite a number of accomplishments and a high rank, of course. Is there something about she actually took a leave?
She did. She is, and that was actually one thing the city does point out, that her pay and her rank remain the same. During this time, since filing that grievance in June, she has been on medical leave. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017, underwent extensive surgery, double mastectomy, chemotherapy, radiation, worked as much as she could during that time. But because of the stress, Ponder says, from the hostile work conditions from this situation, she has been on medical leave since, with claims that the stress has exacerbated symptoms related to her breast cancer diagnosis.
You're hearing the voice of Jennifer Bowman with the Asheville Citizen-Times, our guest this week on More to the Story on Public Radio WNCW. Jennifer, tell us more about the city's attorney. I know that he said that Ponder actually failed to take proper action of following procedure in bringing forth the grievance. Is that correct?
Yes, that kind of gets into a little bit of inside baseball on what the Civil Service Board actually has the authority to review. It is allowed to look at allegations of involuntary transfers or demotions, things like that. When it comes to allegations of harassment and hostile work conditions, that's not something that the Civil Service Board takes up. And so basically what was argued in front of the Civil Service Board was that these are actually two separate grievances that should have been handled differently. With hostile work conditions and harassment allegations, Ponder was expected, according to Deputy City Attorney John Maddox, was expected to go to her department director before ever approaching the city manager's office or the HR office. The problem in this situation, as Ponder's attorney has argued, is that Ponder's allegations of harassment and hostile work conditions are against her department director. Ponder's attorney actually argued that city policy allows her to bystep that when she's making allegations of sexual harassment. She's also alleged gender discrimination from the details that we can tell, and would have been allowed actually to go directly to Campbell's office. City Manager Deborah Campbell is who I'm talking about. So there were allegations that the city is in the position that Ponder should have exhausted all steps, including approaching Fire Chief Scott Burnett before ever approaching the Civil Service Board about her grievance.
And that brings me to the question, Jennifer, of what will be next for Joy Ponder.
Ponder has, she does plan to file an appeal in Superior Court. She will request a jury trial. That's something that she has the ability to do under civil service law. But this is also a story that has brought up the allegations of low employee morale, tensions within the department, allegations of nepotism. I reported today that we obtained affidavits that her attorney was unable to present at the Civil Service Board hearing from firefighters, from a longtime fire chief who argue and push back against the claims that this wasn't a transfer. They argue that this was a transfer, that this possibly retaliation, according to Ponder's and the ex-fire chief's affidavit, and that there seems to be some retaliation against her involvement in looking at studying research. So she was part of outside research on the prevalence of post-traumatic stress disorder in the department. And whether those allegations are true, we'll be following up on how Ponder's harassment and hostile work conditions grievance will be addressed. There's seemingly no timeline on that. The city says those investigations are complicated, complex, and take some time. But it doesn't look like Ponder is willing to concede with the decision by the Civil Service Board.
And as we conclude, if it's okay with you, Jennifer Bowman, I'd just like to tell you that we've had many great conversations. You broke a lot of news here. You've shared a lot of insight on things you've been working on. Jennifer will be leaving the Citizen Times soon for new things in her life, and I just wanted to personally thank you on the behalf of all of us here for the fine work you've added to our More to the Story.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot. I appreciate that.
Jennifer Bowman, representing Asheville Citizen Times, our guest on More to the Story today. You can find podcasts of More to the Story at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.